Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Mississippi Joe.
Big sight, new paint.
Go, go.
Yeah.
All eyes on me, Buffalo.
Yeah. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone. Well, are you still there? Follow when you see me, and let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up, won't be that fine. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close.
Hey, Champ, how are you?
Hey, Lady A, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm blessed and highly favored as always. Have I ever told you that you're awesome? Have I ever told you that?
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Oh, my God. I ain't going to be able to make this show if you keep doing me like that. Oh, my God, Lady A. I'm gonna try to top that. So, racing fans and Lady A, y'all just bear with me. I listen to a little bit of it all, Lady A, and I got to do something that's good for me and something that I could do because I really can't sing good, but I think I might can pull off something.
Okay.
So, bear with me because here I go. You remember that old country western singer called Conway 20?
No, I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
Well, when I tell you about it, and when I do this, I'm sure you will look it up and find out about it. Well, he's an old country western singer, old school, and he had an old song that I just used to love the way he used to say it, and the name of the song was this when he used to sing it. Hello, darling. That's the name of the song. Hello, darling. And I just didn't know I can't sing, but I figured I could pull that off. You know what I mean?
You did very well.
Lady, if you sing me again, girl, I'm coming all the way to Georgia. I didn't say Georgia. I said Georgia.
Georgia.
There you go, baby. Girl, I like your swag. God, dog. We getting down tonight. We getting down with the get out. And lady, you know I feel so special because I be listening to a lot of the shows, and I think I'm the first host that you've ever sung to, and I really believe that I'm going to be the one and only, as the song say.
You are the first. You are the first. You are. It's a historic night.
And I will be the one and only, won't I?
If that's what you want, darling.
Oh, girl, you know, just like my grandfather used to say, you know what to say. But, you know, it was so good seeing you, lady. I'm in such a good spirit today. I kind of mend some broken fences and bridges that I was broke today. You know, I'm trying to get closer to the end of 2013. I'm trying to be a good old Christian man, and I'm trying to do the best I can. So when you see me, don't talk about me. If you ain't got nothing bad, good to say, just uplift me. If I'm doing bad and you ain't got nothing good to say, just don't say nothing at all. And that goes for me too, Mississippi Joe, because I'm trying to do better. It takes time. The devil is a lie. You understand what I'm saying, lady?
I sure do.
But, lady, I'm in such good spirits. You got me ready to take on the world today. And I know I can't whoop the world, but I sure try.
Well, I have your back.
That good.
That's good. I said I have your back if you're taking on the world.
Well, lady, will you just tell me something sweet to get me through the night one more time? Just one more, please.
You put me on the spot. I can't now.
I know, baby, but that's just how I am. I'm spontaneous like that.
Well, I'm looking forward to whatever you have to say tonight. I'm tuned in all the way. How about that?
But will you just tell me something good? Will you hum something to me good to get me through the night?
All eyes on me.
Will you do this
for
me? What now?
All eyes on me.
I like that too, baby. All right, y'all. Lady, I'm through messing with you out. But I enjoy you, baby, and it shows. And I'm really glad to have you, and I hope you don't ever leave me. If you have to, I hope you will drop by and say hello every now and then, because I really enjoy you, and I really and truly appreciate you. I really do. And because without you, none of this would be possible. So I really appreciate you. And at this time, as I always do, I'm going to give you the floor to say whatever you would like to say, shout out, or whatever to the grudge world, like I always do. You got the floor, lady.
Well, thank you, darling. I'm just ready to hear whatever you have to say. I'm tuned in, like I said, all the way. Let's get started.
All right. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for one more Friday night live, Mississippi Joe coming at you with the Grudge Inc. talk show. I'd like to thank Grudge Inc. for giving me a chance and allowing me, your host, Mississippi Joe, to come to you all you listeners all over the world, live and in living color. It's a beautiful thing, and I don't take it for granted. This is a little country boy all the way from Silver Creek, Mississippi. He's just so country boy, and he's real proud and glad that Grudge Inc. allowed him to intervene with you all, to mingle with you all, to greet you all, to talk to you all, to listen to you all, to be a part of this Grudge Inc. thing. I'm so thankful. God is good. And you all, as y'all know, Mississippi Joe always starts his show off giving thanks to the real big man. No matter how big we all think we are, there's somebody bigger, better, and can move mountains and divide the sea. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So at this time, Grudge World, I would like for y'all to take a moment and say this good prayer with me. Our Father in heaven, we come to you with humble hearts, coming to you one more again, thanking you for your mercy and mercy's brother grace for watching up on us day and night, weekend by weekend, week to week, month to month, and year to year. Lord, we know you don't have to do it, but you do it anyway, Lord. We know without you we are nothing. But we also know with you all things are possible. We also know that the blind can see with you. The paralyzed can walk. We also know, Lord, that all things are possible with you, Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we'd like to thank you for watching over us the previous week, riding up and down the highways and byways, interstates, all across the country, Lord. You watched over us and saw that we made it home safe. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Lord. And we know with you, God, we got options. And one thing we know, Lord, no matter how big we think we are or who we are, we know one thing, Lord. God, you are still in charge. And when with that being said, Lord, I just want to say thank you. We love you. And, oh, Jesus, how I love to call your name. Amen. Amen, Lady A. Lady A, we got a good show tonight. I'm feeling good. I wish I would have just got paid because it is a Friday night, but I didn't. But I'm still feeling good. I'm thankful. Blessed and highly favored. This is Mississippi Joe, y'all, coming to you one more again, live and living color. Right back at you. We out here. As them city slickers said, we out here. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to start by saying that I love this grudge game. I love this racing world. A lot of things that I don't do right. A lot of things I shouldn't say. Even if it is right or wrong. But nobody's perfect. So if I've harmed or said anything to really tick a lot of people off, which I know I have, y'all forgive me. Because this is a forgiving world. God forgives us all the time. So who are we not to forgive? So I'm trying to do better. And it's going to get better. I'm predicting and I'm claiming 2013 a better year for us and me. If I can't say nothing good at all, I'm going to refuse to say anything. I'm really trying to do better, and I'm getting better. It comes with time and wisdom. You know, a hard booty will make a soft tail. So, you know, ain't no lesson like a bought lesson. And everybody knows that. I remember when I was young, my grandfather told me, don't put your hand on that. That's hot. Well, I put my hand on there anyway by being the hard-headed person that I am. And guess what? I learned not to put my hand back on it again. That's what I mean by a bought lesson is the best lesson. So, y'all, with that being said, I just want to let y'all know with God, we have options. And every now and then we have to steal away and go to our old praying ground and talk to the Lord and tell him about our troubles. As my grandmama used to holler out and say when she used to sit in the corner of her chair at the dinner table in the kitchen. If you need more powerful, just call him up. He on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, y'all, I just have to give thanks to the good Lord because that's how I was raised. I tell y'all this all the time. I know y'all get tired of hearing it, but if you don't want to hear it, you can turn the channel or tune in somewhere else because, as I tell y'all all the time, I was taught in my house, for me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Anything that don't have the Lord involved, it's going to be a failure, folks, whether you believe that or not. Don't worry about what your friends say. Don't worry about what they call you or you have in church or this and that. Don't worry about that. You got to know who your helper is. And I'm through, y'all, because I can preach on that. Because I know I'm a living testimony, what I've been through in life, 42 years old. So I've been through something. And y'all know you got to go through something to get where you're going. And y'all just remember, if you're out there doing something that you might think might be wrong or may not be right, or something you may have said and may not be right, or you may have treated somebody that not may not have treated somebody right and you're thinking it's on your conscience. Remember this. If you're going down a road and it ain't no curves in it, you headed for a dead end. So with that being said, don't have too much pride to say I'm sorry. Okay, y'all? Now we're going to get on to this grudge thing. I just wanted to talk to y'all for a minute. Like I said, whatever I got, I'm going to give it to y'all. And I hope y'all do something with it. If it's not what y'all want to hear, just let it go out one ear and out the other. But I hope I can touch and help somebody out there in this world with that. Because the only way we're going to continue with this thing is we got to have unity and love for one another and respect one another as human beings. Yeah, I know I done did a lot of things, but as I've said, I'm trying to do better. Yeah, you can point the finger at me on a lot of stuff. I'll be the first one to admit that. But what I'm trying to tell you is never too late to change. Never. Regardless what anybody tell you, it's never too late to change. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on to the topic. I'd like to tell y'all that I had a beautiful time in Macon. I know everybody done talked about it. And I trust and pray that everybody else had a beautiful time, which from what I've been hearing, everybody did. So that means that it was a wonderful thing. And the past is the past. We press it on towards the high mark, which means simply that we're moving on now to 2013. It's not 2013, but I'm claiming 2013. If the creek don't rise, it's going to be a lot of things different in the 2013 year, and I'm claiming the best for everybody. I'm claiming it. My mama always told me when I was a little boy, if you want something, just claim it. Claim it. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm claiming it, y'all. I had a beautiful time. I'd like to thank Jay and the whole Cold Killer, the vice president, Cold Killer, the Don himself, Mr. Jay Barnes. When we got there, he laid it out for this old country boy. He had the kind of food that this old country boy liked, green turkey neck, flapjack cornbread, black-eyed peas, rice and gravy and meatloaf, all that, had everything just sitting up there. And you know this old country boy didn't know how to act. He just dug in and got full. Like got into a fight with Big Fred out of Detroit because he tried to eat up everything. Y'all know that just wasn't going to work. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding. I'm just simply saying that me and him both eat a lot. That's all I'm saying. It was so beautiful. Chicago and Detroit, I want to tell y'all something. Don't y'all let nobody turn y'all around. Y'all got unity out this world. Y'all came down in groups like y'all was a football team. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And y'all preach and spread the word, this thing ain't going to do nothing but get bigger and better. All the naysayers, all the negative people, get out from around them. Because we know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. People that don't believe in what we're doing, get out from around them. We don't need them with us at all. Because y'all see, when we all work together, things come together. When we work together, this big old grudge ain't family. Everything come together when we work together. So I'm telling y'all, Chicago, Detroit, y'all stood up. And we ain't looking number for more progress in the 2013 year. Y'all did y'all thing. My hat's off to you all. I can't name all y'all one by one, but I'm telling you all, I loved it. I enjoyed everybody that I met. Slouch, Big Fred, Lil Fred out of Detroit. Y'all in the house, Motor City. Chicago, the King of the North, Biz did his thing. Big Drag, Leaking Leon, or Patched Up Leon, or Leon the Lame, or Leon the Lover as of last night. All y'all doing y'all thing. Three Lug, Donye, y'all rep, y'all came out. Man, y'all came out in Grove. Mike here out of Chicago came up to me. I got to give love to everybody before I open the lines up. Man, everybody, Chill Will out of Chicago. I'm missing a lot of people, bro, but y'all forgive me. That's why I'm just going to say Chicago and Detroit, man. Y'all really stood up, man. One number love, man. And I know it's going to get stronger and stronger because I know y'all going to preach the gospel up there about this grudging thing. That's what we got to do, and that's what we need to do because it's a beautiful thing. And y'all show the love that y'all got for grudging. And we want to thank y'all from our hearts. Love y'all guys, man. Y'all really stood up, man. Really stood up. All right, I just wanted to say that. And I'm also going to say this. Lady, do you see Baldy number out there anywhere? Baldy got a show coming up. What'd you say?
Give me just a moment to look for him.
Also look for Big Clark. Big Clark got a race coming up Saturday. Look for them, too. We want to let them get in and talk about their show. They grudging. They support grudging. Big Clark is a head hunter on grudging. Bald is grudging, and we want to let them talk about their shows. If you see any of those two, those are the only two lines I would like to be open. And after we let them talk about their show, I'm going to get on into my topic. Ladies and gentlemen, the grudge world, just y'all bear with me. As y'all know, I'm the last show on Friday, but next to the last, and it takes me a whole week before I can show love and say what I wanted to say. And I had to get that off my chest, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all for bearing with me.
I don't see either one of them. Did you want me to call?
Okay, now, well, the Dunn, Mike. Jay Barnes, you put his number to Dunn. Open his line up, and after that, Big Fred, we'll get to Big Fred and Mike Hill and them. We're going to get to y'all. Y'all know the Dunn. The Dunn want to say something. He probably want to show y'all some love also. And so I got to let the Dunn get in. Y'all know who the Dunn is, Jay Barnes.
Jay, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Mississippi Joe. How you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed, Jay, and highly favored.
All right. I'm just sitting back enjoying your show, man. Listening and on those, there are three shows coming up. You know, you got Big Clark tomorrow, but also you got Terry at No Limit up. They got a big swing dig tomorrow. Indiana.
Sure do. That's why I'm glad my grudging family will help me, because I forget sometimes. So I hope everybody's paying attention to you, Jay. Go ahead. Now, you said in Indiana they got what?
I don't know the name of the race, but I know everybody's supposed to be there. I got several calls today from our guys in Chicago and Detroit, and it's gonna be a showdown tomorrow. And the weather's supposed to be 70 degrees, so like always, Terry is a part of Good Jeans. He's a supporter, so we got to support him. Also, Big Clark. Got a Good Jeans show going on tomorrow in Harrisburg, Mississippi, and we want everybody to go out and enjoy that. I'm sure that Lady A can get both of them on the line, and with Baldy, half the world is going to support Baldy, so we just need to make sure everybody know the date so that they can make their plans. But other than that, Joe, I'm just sitting back listening, checking you out.
Well, Jay, one thing I know about you, if you got something to say, I want to go and get you on off. I want to go ahead and let you say what you got to say first before later on. I also would like you to go ahead and give the Grudge World a debriefing about the banquet before I get started in the topic, Jay.
Well,
the Grudge banquet?
Yeah, it will be held in Atlanta, Georgia. On January the 19th, that Saturday, we got people coming from all over, from all the states. And let me stop and say this. I want to give a special thanks out to T.O., the guys in Southern California. They drove a long way. They came out and raced with us, had a couple of grudge races with us, and I appreciate them coming that distance to support Grudging, so they really care a lot about them guys.
Right, so do I, Jay. You see, I be forgetting people. That's why I'm glad people like you help me out. I want to give a shout-out to them also. We enjoyed them, and I think they had a good time from what they told me, Jay. And, We had a beautiful time. And you said that the Grudge Inc. banquet, Jay. I mean, can you fill us a little in about this a little bit? Because we're gonna start telling everybody about it, pushing it hard, because we know the people from up north had to make plans to come, and we definitely want you all to stand up. Everybody up north, Chicago, Kentucky, Detroit, California, wherever. Everywhere. We want you to come. That's why we are announcing the banquet now. It's a Grudge Inc. banquet only. January the 19th. Is that right, Jay?
Yes. The banquet is January the 19th. We're having it will be in Atlanta. You'll hear more about it and more specific stuff as we go. It's January the 19th, so make your plans, make your reservations. We're going to have, everybody's going to turn out, everybody's going to enjoy themselves, so come on. We're going to get a chance to look at some good food. We're going to watch some videos of things that has happened, not just on the East Coast, but from all over the country. We're going to give appreciations and well-deserved trophies and awards, everybody just prepare. Go ahead and put it on your calendar. 19th, Atlanta, Georgia, and be there. And don't forget, I got to think about this too, Atomic Dog, his show is coming up December the 1st in Texas. Make sure a lot of love. Atomic Dog is Grudging, so everybody make sure they go out there and let's support Atomic Dog also. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, now I'm gonna be upset if Atomic Dog don't come on my show, or if he's not on my show and want to say something about his show, because he normally comes on my show and promotes his show. So the governor should be on my line.
I wanted to catch up, Joe, where some of Jay touched on everything that I wanted to say, because I know so many guys that come and showed up from all over. But I did want to mention Atomic Dog and G-Shot and Chad out of California. You know, all them guys came and showed up, man. We had a great deal, and I enjoyed being with
them. Hold on. For y'all don't know, the one and only, the legend, Big Drag. Go ahead, Big Drag, continue.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, Jay stepped in and said just about everything that I wanted to say about the guys that, you know, so many guys, you just can't remember to mention them all, but we just want all them guys, you know, Tommy Dog and G-Shot, especially Chad, come all the way from California, man. We got love for these cats, man. We just, you know, forgot to mention you because of so many guys, but we definitely ain't forgot about you.
Right. Thank you, Big
We appreciate them, dude, man.
Anything I'm missing, you know me, I'm forgetful.
Yeah, well, you covered a lot, Joe. You covered a lot, and what you did, and Jay picked it up, man. And, boy, I tell you, Jay, it's always great when we come together and we see you, man. You just make the atmosphere feel like, yeah, dog, we've been friends for 100 years, you know.
Hey,
I'm sure you did that for everybody, man.
Man, so much love, bro.
And, yes, we did come out in numbers.
Y'all going to make me cry.
The North came out in numbers, including Detroit. And we just, you know, we did this because, you know, we have a lot of love for the Good Ink deal. And it's going to only get better, man. So everybody that's within our voices, you know what I'm saying? If you want to come racing, man, I can't tell you a better place to come to but to come to Grudge Inc.
Well, what about the guys out of Florida? What do you think?
Baldy and all them, you know, kind of like Baldy them is kind of not too far, and all them guys and Big Low them, you kind of forget, and Kelly and all them, Kevin Kelly, Teeny's son, you kind of forget to mention them because they more of a local on you guys
right.
end than the guys that come so far away. So not, you know, nothing purposely not to mention them because them guys did this thing, and boy, that dog on Regal, man, I'm telling you. That thing is bad to the bone, and including that OS-10 truck that crew chief got. Yes, sir. I was glad to see all the guys again, man. And I can't wait to Fat Tuesday to see them. Like you say, we got a big race, like kind of the end of the year race here at our grudge racetrack, which is our only grudge track. You know, we have several tracks, but this is where we can come and really let our hair out, and that's US 41 Terry. You know, Terry really makes it kind of easy for us to do this, man. And him and Denny, I appreciate them guys, man. We had, you know, some things that we had to work on. And, man, I'm telling you, they got it done immediately, man. I'm talking about immediately. And it's very impressive what they done and how they laid the stuff out for us. So if any guys want to come race like Biz want to defend his title, if anybody feel like they want to come get the belt that he got or want to beat Biz out, man, they got to come over here to our grudge hole, you know.
Well, I want to ask you one question, big fella. Drag, now you see why we call making the zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to see that.
Yeah, it was.
But
it was great,
drag,
man.
You and Jay, man. Anything else y'all want to say, just feel free. Then when y'all get through talking, I'm going to politely go to the line. So listeners and callers, don't leave me. You all know y'all are important. Just be patient with me. I'm excited about the weekend, the previous weekend. Just be patient with me. I'm going to get to each and every one of you all. I promise. Go ahead, big fella and Jay.
I'm gonna click off for a second until I'm getting another call, but I'll click back in a second.
Okay. Jay Barnes, is there anything else you would like to say?
Joe? Yeah, Joe. Joe, I was trying to say the best of laugh. I mean, you ain't is one man you ain't forgot. And one man you have forgot. He got the turkey shoot going on, and then you got to remember this. He's capable of running 200 miles an hour in a quarter.
Oh, I'm gonna get him. I text him to get him on. So he better I'm gonna let him talk his own self. Can't nobody beat him promoting his own show. That's a bad joker.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that on Thanksgiving weekend, Macon National Gladway will be closed down, and we're going to the turkey shoot. We're going to the turkey shoot, and I so anybody and everybody you know, if you want to get down to some real serious, don't bring your guns, man. Do not bring your guns. This is it ain't that type of party. This ain't that type of turkey shoot. So we're going to the turkey shoot, making National Dragway will be closed to support the one and only Bobby the Wild Child Child.
Gee, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to get him on right now since he's the only promoter on that's got a show. I'm going to get him on, let him speak about it real quick. Lady, would you open Mr. Bobby Wildchild mic up, please?
Bobby Wildchild, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk up, Wild Child.
Hey, I still want to say I had a real good time, man, this weekend at the zoo. I'll tell you the truth, you know. Did y'all see all those? So all I want y'all to do is just come on down, have fun, and let's sit back and enjoy the racing. Jay, your whole staff is invited, and your whole staff will get VIP treatment.
It's already been mandated. Believe that. It's already been mandated. They looking forward to it. They get chance to go somewhere. Anytime they get chance to go somewhere, because, you know, when they have to be there every weekend at the same track in and out,
yeah.
But when they get the opportunity to go somewhere, man, hey, that's high cotton where we come from.
Yeah. They'll be able to go anywhere, yeah, eat anything, do what they want to do, all complimentary. U.S. not going to do that way. Yeah.
Well, we want to watch. I think what we want to do, Bobby, we want to watch. We want to watch some good racing, and me and my wife, Bobby. I hope you guys. I want me and her to challenge each other on the go karts.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, Jay. We're gonna close everything the track out just for you and her, and we'll let y'all run 5 laps. And what we're going to do is y'all going to have to flip. We're going to have to flip for the inside lane because, you know, something like people like starting on the pole. And y'all go from there. And we'll let y'all run 5 laps or 10. How many you want? 5 laps or 10 laps? How many you want?
Give me 5. I wanted to add with me quick, but she said she's going to do it to me. So she said she's going to show me what her skills is. So, Bob, that's what we coming. You know, we coming to find out, you know, when we leave, when me and her leave, we're going to know who the better driver is.
Okay. Well, you know, I promise you, we will have the microphone over there, and we will be talking plenty of crap. Only thing I can tell you, Jay, don't let your wife put no gold ass whipping on you, because we're going to talk about it. And like it, once again, the gate's going to open at 12 o'clock. The gate's going to open about 10 o'clock, and we're going to start racing at 12. So, the first round or time trial for the Top Gas bike, and we will start going down the track at 12 o'clock because, you know, the dew will fall and get cool, so we want to try to go on and do what we got to do. And we're going to try to do like Makem did. Go on, do what you got to do and go home.
That's what I'm talking about, Wild Child. Is there anything you'd like to say, Wild Child?
That's it. Like I said, Mississippi Joe, you did a good job down there on the starting line there. You know, glad to see you and your brother out. And like I say, once again, man, my hat off to y'all for tremendous work that y'all are doing. Jay, Cole, Killer, I mean, all y'all, the whole Grudge family. Man, y'all is doing a magnificent thing. I mean, y'all can get guys to come from California to pull a car from California. Man, that is saying a lot. That's really saying a lot. So I hope y'all continue to keep up the good work. And like I say, whatever I can do to help, don't hesitate to ask. Me and US 19 will be down there full force to do whatever we can to help Grudge Inc. continue to grow and prosper in the way that they're going.
All right, Bobby. All right, we're glad to hear that, Bobby. Stick around, Bobby.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, stick around. Don't go nowhere. At this time, I would like for our governor out of Texas, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Atomic Dog.
Hey, what's up, champ? Mississippi Joe. How you doing, Jimmy Mars and the rest of Grudge Inc. family? Just want to come on and say, hey, even though we had some mechanical failure, we still enjoyed ourselves and had a good time and looking forward to do more things with Grudge Inc. I think Grudge Inc. got
it. Hold on, Tracy. Can I stop you for 1 minute, Tracy?
Go ahead.
That thing you got is bad, boy. Now, go ahead, Tracy.
I'm working on it.
I just had to tell you that, Tracy. That's a bad
right,
motor scooter you got.
I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. Appreciate it. Well,
okay.
On another note, I just want to come on here and let everybody know that we got a big race December 1st, Dallas Raceway. Should be a good race. We're giving the Grudge Inc. Texas Baddest back half belt $3,000 to win. So should be good. Got some good cars up here, some fast cars, and looking forward to some of the Grudge Inc. people and people around the world trying to come get in and participate. That'll be Dallas Raceway, December 1st. Gates open at 10 o'clock. We're going to start around 12 or 1 and go and get that thing over. So for the ones who can make it, appreciate if you come out. Once again, man, it was nice meeting some of the guys I hadn't met, like a lot of guys from the Midwest up there, Big Dragon in, which I met Big Dragon, like I said, in Mississippi. I met him before, but we never had a chance to have a little conversation with each other. And some of the other guys, the guy from California, and all. So, you know, all in all, man, it's good to see, you know, Grudge Inc. do this and people come together. and try to support each other and just hope it continues and get better and better. That's all.
Okay, Tracy, I mean, is there anything else you want to say now, Tracy? Because I want you to take the time that you need to tell. What's the name of your show, Tracy? December 1st in Dallas.
It's Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest. Atomic
okay.
Dog Show Enough
okay.
Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest. You can see it on Facebook. You can see it on Grudge
okay.
Inc. Page.
Okay.
I think they got Grudge Inc. It's called Bing. Ing. Jay, you know what it is. It's kind of all over. So, if person look around, that's easy to find. Or you can see it on AtomicDogDragRacing.com. So, it's going to be posted everywhere. So, hopefully, people can see it. Spread the word for the ones who kind of close by that can make it. We appreciate you make it. Should be the last big grudge race of the year here in Texas.
Okay, Tracy. Is that it, Tracy?
That's it, Joe. I'm just going to stand by and be on mute.
Okay, Tracy. Thank you, man. Okay, this time I would like Superman, Big Clock. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Mr. Joe, J. Bond,
hey,
Tracy,
Big Clock,
everybody?
What's happening?
Everything good? What's happening?
They tell me you got something going on. You and Grudge, you got something down, going on down here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Hub City. Tell us a little bit about it.
Hey, man, we got a $5,000 gambler race. It's called a Gambler's Explosion, and it's going down tomorrow, man. I got so many guys, they're excited. They're ready to run for this money, and we got invitation only right now. We got 7 guys that are committed. You know, they putting in $500. We putting in 25 on top of what they're putting in, and they're going to run one or take all, or they may do a first and second place. I'm going to leave it up to the racers. Also, we got a 6-0 and a 7-0 class that we're paying $1,000 apiece in. So, man, we got all the local guys and all the surrounding areas with New Orleans, Alabama, Arkansas. Man, they ready to gear up and get these toys out and let's play with them tomorrow, man. So we should have
well,
a good time.
Well, I will
time.
Be out there supporting you, Big Clark. Grudge Inc. till I die.
Well, I appreciate it. And Miss Bunny, I talked with her today. She's all excited. You know, everybody, they amped up and ready. Let's do it. We got Gadget Pipe Dunner. We got Giant Racing. We got a lot of guys, man. I've never seen so many race cars in New Orleans. Man, I didn't know they had that many race cars in New Orleans that's going to be there tomorrow. So,
right.
You know, we're looking forward to seeing all of them in the house, man.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Hey, you got to give a shout-out. You got to give a shout-out to the man that put the word out. Now, tell us about New Orleans, Big Clark.
Yeah, we got Boom on Wheels, man. I tell you, Boom on Wheels is a hell of a guy. He really been he worked his ass off, Jake. I mean, when I see him, I got to give him props, man. Just let him know I appreciate him to the fullest. He worked and got all the 504 boys, man, in the house. And I hadn't seen some of them in so long. I didn't know they were still racing, man. But these guys coming out the woodwork, and they coming to represent for New Orleans and Louisiana tomorrow, man. So, you know, big props out to Boom on Wheels. I appreciate it.
And Boom on Wheels, for y'all that don't know, Boom on Wheels is the Louisiana talk show host. He come on I don't know what day, but he do have a talk show host.
Wednesday, and so,
when I hear you say that, it just make it seem like, man, the recipe, it just seems as though the recipe that Grudge Inc. got, man, bringing everybody together and everybody supporting each other, it just seems to be one that works, and, you know, we just need to hang to it. I mean, what's your thoughts?
Well, Jay, you know, I got a nickname for you, and you don't know it yet, man. I call you the wizard, man, because one thing about it, man, you're a clever guy to put this Grudge Inc. stuff together. Man, for everybody to actually get on the same accord and work together, man, that's a hell of a thing. We got to give you your props, man, for doing it, you know. For a lot of years,
that's
man,
right,
I've been around grudge racing. Been around grudge racing, and we always wanted people to just work together. And it took there's a man to come in and say, hey, this is what we need to do, and just get everybody together, and you did that. You know, with Grudge Inc., man, it's a wonderful thing. I'm looking for bigger things to happen next year, and I'm excited to be a part of Grudge Inc. So, you know, with that being said, Jay, I just want to say, man, I appreciate it.
Well, you know what it takes. You know what it takes. It takes all of us to work together, man, and not be, not you know, not get that selfish bone going in our body that we all have that inclination. So if we support each other and grow, man. I mean, so far in 9 months we've come a long way. So, and with people like Big Joe, you, Big Clark, Boomer, you know, I got to say Tao out in California, man. It just give us the energy that we need to keep pushing.
Man, I just heard a Tummy Dog when he said, man, and he spoke a powerful word then, because he said, man, it takes a hell of a man to get people to pull a race car all the way from California to come here and race.
Sure, Big Clark.
You know, so the T.O., man, you know, that was a hell of a thing that he did. And big props out to him, man. You know, if everybody get that same attitude, man, who knows how far we can go with this thing. So, I mean, I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm geared up and waiting on 2013, man.
Say that again, Big Clark. Say that again. Say it again when they can hear you.
I'm geared up and waiting on 2013, buddy.
Hey, Clark, let everybody know when your show is. When is your show, Clark?
Right.
Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
And how about Atomic Dog? Atomic Dog on?
Yeah, he on.
Atomic Dog, tell everybody when your show.
My show is on Tuesdays. At 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And that phone number is 646-200-4419.
646-200-4419. Repeat it again.
200-4419.
One more time, Tommy.
That's on Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And that phone number is 646-200-4419.
Clark, you know,
okay.
Clark, you know your number like that?
Oh yeah, 347-215-8762. You know I'm ready for you, Jay. 347-215-8762. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
7 o'clock.
And mine's the same one. Just boom, y'all.
Well, talk to Boomer, let him know where you from.
Boom. What's up, Boom?
It's Boom on Wheels out of New Orleans. I mean, out of Louisiana, y'all representing. I'm the governor of the Louisiana. I'm the new governor. I got elected when Obama got elected. But at the same time, I had to throw that in there. But at the same time, man, I'm sitting there enjoying your show, Joe. And like I said, I was there in Macon. I was there Saturday morning before probably a lot of people got there. I filmed the whole event. I'm quite sure quite a few people, probably Jay, got there today, their videos. But there's a hot making video out there that was produced by Boom on Wheels. Man, like they've been speaking about those guys from out of town, man. I got to meet a lot of people that I probably won't even remember having when we go back to that conference meeting we were having in January. Man, I met so many people that do media, and people was explaining to me who people were. And letting them know that I was the governor of Louisiana, man. I appreciate the mad love, the hospitality that Georgia produced. Mr. J. Barnes, Cold Killer, family, I mean, all those people. And I also, Joe, wanted to mention real quickly on your show, also, because I've mentioned on quite a few shows. You know, Boomer Wills had mechanical problems coming out of Georgia, Macon. But I had two nice families out of the state of Georgia to help me out by giving me water for my La Honda. But while I'm getting the autos on, I fixed it for $15. And all that other kind of stuff. But I'm finna do some family things, Joe, with my wife and everything, man. I just wanted to go ahead and say something and get everything off right now, Joe. Like I said, my show is Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. My number is the same as Big Clark's, 347-215-8762. That's Boom on Wheels out of New Orleans. Now, Big Clark, I appreciate you for bringing up the fact about my New Orleans guys standing up. My New Orleans guys are standing up. And guess what? They already said they're going to make it happen. And it's going down tomorrow. They're all on the website, the racing site, saying what's going down. You know what I'm saying? Small cars and big cars. So with that being said, Joe,
I'm gonna log out, and y'all just have
before
a busy.
Before you go anywhere, Boom, tell, let them know that we got big plans. We got plans. You know, they hadn't been submitted, seen it yet. But Greg Dean got the plans of being in New Orleans on what day was it?
That was March the 9th. That's March the 9th, and No Problem Dragway. We plan on bringing a lot of new things here to the Louisiana area. The word is getting out, J-Bar. The word is getting out. And New Orleans is standing up. Joe told me I had to get them to stand up with me. And, boy, I've been reaching to the fellas through the big rappers like Big Nut, Big Pipe, Stacy, Mr. Reggie, all those big racers like that. I mean, and it's not only big racers, it's small racers too. They passed the word about the new show that Boomer Willis hosting for the state of Louisiana.
That's what we're talking about. That's
there
what
you go,
talking
Boom.
About.
But Joe,
when you get over that, Boom, when you get over that, when you get over there, do me a favor, Boom. Bring that,
okay.
When you get over there in Mississippi. Bring that money and any belts y'all can take out of Mississippi and bring them back to Louisiana. Make sure you let me know so I can make a big article out of it, okay?
Hey, Jay Bond, that ain't happening now. That ain't happening.
Hey, you know me, Jay Bond. You know me, Jay Bond. I'm gonna be with that camera tomorrow. You know I'm gonna be pumping it up. I'm gonna get my smack talk out of them. You know I'm gonna be over there. I'm gonna be hyping it up. But I also want to iterate before I get out too about my DVDs. If anyone is interested, I will be live in the flesh in Hattiesburg tomorrow with my DVDs. Also, a couple of other vendors are going to be there with their DVDs, like BET Live and L. Jones will be out there with their DVDs. Y'all support us, man. We travel a long ways, a mighty high, to make these DVDs for y'all to be able to get some good, clear HD footage. Please support us tomorrow. We got specials available, so get with us tomorrow. Y'all get some of the specials on them DVDs. I mean, like myself, I have a big plan for my DVD filming production because I'm going to Texas, to the Tommy Dog Show. I'm probably coming to the Turkey Shoot. I'm coming up there in January. We're gonna make the Grudge Inc. concert like an autobiography. We're gonna do it big. We're gonna do it big. Grudge Inc., baby. I'm gone, Joe.
All right, Boom. Boom, thanks for coming on, man.
All right, let me get
somebody
a little
got a little noise in the background. Would you please mute your mic?
Let me get
that's
this one.
That's all I'm asking
too.
You to do. Mute your phone, please.
If you will,
right.
If y'all
hey,
will go on
you?
Tonight. Yes, sir. I mean, I was just trying to get a little word in right quick. If y'all will go on the Grudge Inc. site, you should see a new website on grudgeinc.us when you click on. If you're still going to the old site, you have to clear out all your cookies. And it'll then put it back in, and you'll go to the new home page. And make sure, everybody, we have a grudge, what we call a grudge book. And grudge book is a Facebook with nothing but grudge racers. So make sure everybody go on and create your home page on the grudge book. And make sure you check out the site, man. The site is growing. You need to see some of the stuff that's on it, Joe. That's all I'm going to talk about.
Okay, is there anybody else want to say anything before I get into the topic and go to my important people that's been waiting patiently on their host? Because I'm coming to y'all, just hold on. Is there anything else, Clark, Big Clark, Jay, Boom, anybody?
Nah, I'm good, Joe, I'm on mute.
Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard for me to come up with a topic, but I came up with a good one tonight. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines for the rest of the show. My topic is 2013, Grudge Inc. Because we're moving on, we're pressing charge or higher mark. We're leaving the past behind us. I don't want to hear nothing about the past. We're moving on. We already claiming 2013, grudging, bigger, stronger, more unity than ever. Grudging 2013. With that being said, lady, let's get this party jumping straight to them phone lines, lady.
Okay. LaFred, your mic is open.
Hello?
What, Fred?
Moving right along, lady.
Mike Hill, your mic is open.
Yeah, how you doing, lady?
I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful.
Mike,
I got a bone to pick with you. I got a bone to pick with Lady A.
Okay, what is it?
You wasn't there Saturday when I got there. You had left.
I am so sorry. I waited as long as I could for you, darling. I waited as long as I could, but the sun went down and I had to go.
Okay. Yeah, we got this Saturday morning. I mean, Saturday afternoon about 12, and they said you had already left. Somebody had told me, so we miss you.
I told you that, Mike.
Okay, right. Joe told me that. Matter of fact, I think a lady at the gate told me, then you confirmed it that she was gone, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there
Mike,
next time.
Mike, how you doing, Bo?
I'm doing good, Joe. Just call in support. Just so let everybody know that we had a great time down in Macon, man, and thank God for Jay Bond and Cole Killer and Chris Tootin Production, man, and
man.
The whole Grudge Inc. family, man. We really enjoyed ourselves, so I just thank God for that, man. It's been a lot of good racing, man. Chicago stood up, man, and we came out in droves. Yeah, and Detroit. We can't forget about the Motor City, you know what I'm saying? So it was good. It was good to see so many people from the north that came down, man. I wasn't expecting that many Grudge racers from the north to show up, but they did, man. I thank God. I mean, they came in vans and cars. They doubled up and tripled up and came to a van. I mean, they really came out, man. So I just thank God for the north, man, for Detroit and Chicago, Indiana, Kentucky. You know, for standing up, so.
Right. Man, I told Jay, Mike, we got to do it again, so I hope by April he planned something else, man. We got to do it again, man. That was some of the best fellowshipping I've had in a long time. What you think, Mike?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was awesome, man. I mean, we had a great time, man. I mean, we laughed all the way back home, man. I mean, you told me to get some sleep on the way because I was going to be the second driver. So, you know, I did get a little shut-eye, but I ended up staying up. But we ended up just talking, but basically almost all the way back to Chicago, man. But we had a great time. That's how much fun we had. We really didn't get too much rest. We just talked all the way back to Chi-Town, man.
Mike, let me interrupt you, not rudely, but briefly, because I want to tell you this, brother. With you, Mike, you always say and tell me encouraging words, and every time I see you, I let you know how much I appreciate you. And I just want to tell you on live radio that I thank you. And it really means a lot to me, brother.
Amen. I appreciate it as well, man. Like I said, meeting all you guys, man, you know what I'm saying, like Drag say, man, Grudge Inc. took this thing to another level, man, and we're doing it in a safe environment. We're not on the streets of our home, of our cities no more. We're doing it in a safe environment, man, and we got people that really care about the Grudge world, like Jay Bonds and all the governors and things of that nature, man, and all the fans, man. This is a big thing, and just remember to never forget that united we can stand, but divided we will fall. So as long as we continue to be united, we're going to have our differences. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have our own opinions. But at the end of the day, man, as we continue to be united as a Grudge Inc. family, you know what I'm saying, we will continue to stand. But as soon as we start letting division creep in, man, it ain't going to last. It's not going to last. So I see it's lasting because I see the unity that's involved in this. And I thank God for Mr. J. Bond. That guy is a funny dude, man. That dude, man, that dude is hilarious, man.
He's a trump, man.
We gotta give that man some kind of award, man, because that man is a funny fella, man.
Yeah, he's a trip. But as I said at the beginning of the show, Mike, if we are around somebody and they talking negative about Grudge Inc., remove ourselves from out from around the negative person. Do you agree, Mike?
I agree 100%, Joe. 100%. You know, we don't need to. You don't need to entertain that. You know, you don't enter,
right.
entertain
we don't need
that. So
we don't need them on our shows. We don't need
right.
them around us. We moving forward, man. We pressing towards our high mark. Do you agree with that, Mike?
That's right. That's right. That's
so
right.
Mike,
and all we gotta do, and all we. Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead.
How about
Mike.
That? No, I just say we just got to endure. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says the race is not given to the swift or the quick, but them that endure to the end. All we got
to
do is continue to endure to the end, man.
Right.
All we got to do is continue to endure, man. And like I say, I am glad to be a part of that. I finally got my car fired up, so I will be doing some grudge racing come 2013. And I mean some heavy grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? I put me a car back together just for Grudge, Inc. I put me a car together just for Grudge, Inc. So, hey, we will be doing some racing.
By the way, Mike, by the way, man, I seen them stickers. I'm so jealous of Big Low and T5. Did you see them nice stickers was on their cars?
Oh, yeah.
Grudge, Inc. stickers.
Oh, I got me one.
I mean, when that boo step out, before it hit the ground, it will have a Grudge Inc. sticker on the windshield. Point blank. big fella, go ahead.
I was going to say that Jay didn't look out for us, man. We supposed to got us some of them stickers. He didn't even get us none, Jay. I told you, man, we might have to bring Jay up on some charging, man. He might be involved.
Well, Mike,
you know what I'm talking about when we say he might have to come up on violation. He might have to get violated from the head, man.
Yeah, with no cover.
Now, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know when we try to bring him up on charge, he's going to reverse it. He's going to say, well, y'all, the governors, y'all should have got the stickers and gave them to the people, and that and this and that and this. You know he's going to talk his way out of it.
Well, see, the thing, all this controversy that we're making about those, that'll make him go ahead on and print up some more and get a bunch of them, you know, and he won't slip on that one again.
Aren't they nice though, man?
Man, they really nice. They real nice, bro. They real nice. I'm gonna put one on my car. You know, no doubt about it.
Tell them a little what you bring in the 2013 Grudge Inc. Big fella. Mike has already let the Grudge world know that he built a car just to be involved with Grudge Inc. and a part of it. Big fella, tell him, Big Drag, tell him what you got coming to Grudge Inc. One of the Grudge Inc. newest, latest heart is coming to Grudge Inc.
Well,
Joe,
I got a,
Joe, before
Big Drag say that, y'all know Jay getting old. Get a man a break. The man getting old. He can't remember everything.
Yeah,
okay, I'll stay with you.
Mike, but tell them what you got coming to Grudge Inc., Big Fella. They can look forward to 2013.
Well, Joe, I got a, fortunately, the Lord has blessed me. I sold everything I own, though. Y'all know that. I have me a brand new 2012 Rick Jones Camaro. And it's a big car, but it's going to be normal aspirated to start out. You know, eventually, I'll work on trying to put some nitrous on it, but it ain't going to be much on it. It's more or less built to run on without the nitrous. But I'm going to do a little competing with the big tire stuff, you know. I ain't going to really go into talking about racing nobody because I'm not ready. You know what I'm saying, Joe? I really like to be prepared before I can go to battle.
Yeah, I just want you to let the Grudge world know if life lasts and death pass, they have something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
I
will definitely, like you said, like last and death pass, I'll be in Hattiesburg with my Camaro. And hopefully I've been somewhere and made a couple hits on it where I don't be down there testing in front of everybody. But, I mean, if it gets to that point, at least I can at least shake it down and you know, let the Grudge race and I'll come in and see what I got to offer to the Grudge race game. You know, I plan on going down there with Tracy and them at, you know what I'm saying? If it's just to make a show, you know, I want to hit all the guys, the governors, you know, of Grudge Inc. at some point, hit all of these shows, you know, if it's just to make a showing, you know.
Right.
Those are my intentions. You know, I'm going to eventually do it. I don't know if I can get it all done in 2013, but I plan on doing as many as I can.
Okay, Big Fella. Okay. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Now, I you know, we done got all off the topic, 2013. Good, we moving on. We pressing towards the high mark. We ain't talking about the past. I don't want to hear nothing about the past on this Grudging Talk show, my show. I'm sorry, excuse me. I said my whole, y'all excuse me. But what are you looking for? Just give me a little insight on that briefly, Mike.
I'm just looking for more guys get involved. You have a lot of guys that used to race that say they're going to build them a car over the winter just so they can get involved with this grudge racing thing, because they see how fast it's growing, you know, and a lot of guys got out of grudge racing because, I mean, we was doing it on the street, you know, so a lot of guys, you know, got older and wiser and got families and things of that nature, you know, so they left the grudge racing alone, but now that we can do it in a safe environment due to the help of Grudge Inc. and a lot of these tracks and promoters and things of that nature, a lot of guys talking about building cars over the winter, you know what I'm saying, so they can support and get back in grudge racing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, y'all know I haven't been to the phone lines, and y'all know everybody's important on Grudge Inc. shows. There's no big eyes, no little U's. Y'all know that. So I got to get to my people on the phone line. And
well, go ahead,
Joe.
Yeah, I got to drop off because my sister just came to visit me from out of town, so, and they've been coming out. I've been sitting in the car. I know the kids, and they're making all noise. They want no background noise, but I had to just give a shout-out, man, and just let you all know that we had a great time down in Macon, man, and whenever it happened again, we're going to make that trip again, man. But I just want to support Mississippi Joe and Grudge Inc. on Fridays, and just thank God for you guys, man. Y'all keep the good work up, man.
Hey,
all right, Mike, take it easy, bro.
All right,
Jack.
Okay.
I'll see y'all. I'll see you tomorrow, Jack. You coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be at 41 in the morning.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay, man.
All right, Joe.
Yes, sir, Joe. Yes, sir,
okay,
Joe.
Okay, Mike, Big Fella, while your mic on, before I go to the line, I'm going to get you real quick. What are you looking forward to seeing 2013 with this grudging thing? We're moving on. We're moving to the future. We ain't thinking about the past.
What I'm hoping for Grudge Inc. for 2013 and for Joe is to just build the family. You know what I'm saying? Bring everybody in. And we don't want to exclude no one. You know, even if guys got their own, you know, agenda or got their own association or whatever's going on, they welcome as well, Joe. You know, but we don't want to be in feuding with nobody. You know, we don't want to have no negativity, involved in Grudge Inc. I know people have their differences. You know, we got blood brothers and sisters that we don't agree with all the time, but that's what makes each individual unique, Joe, you know, because we have our own minds and our own thoughts and things like that. I just want to let everybody know, let's try to pull this stuff together and make it a big deal. You know, like you said, Joe, it's no big eyes and no little U's. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is relevant. You know, and I don't care if you got a 14-second quarter-mile car or a 6-second quarter-mile car. You know, we all racers. We all doing the same thing. You know, and I want everybody to know me and everybody that I've been in contact with, Tracy, Atomic Dog, those dudes are approachable. You know what I'm saying? So don't nobody think because we tend to have a little bit faster cars or we have fast cars, you know what I'm saying, we're out of reach. Man, come over and talk to us anytime. Is there anything we can help anybody with, man? You know, let us know. You know, come ask us questions or whatever the case may be. We're not unapproachable, man. We are approachable. And we just want to help everybody. And I just can't say it enough about Teo from California and his buddy that came. I can't call his name right now. I know his name because I talked to him for a while. That came all the way from California.
I can't call his name either, Big Fella.
And, dude, we appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that you make a point to where we can come out there and race with you guys, even if it's just to support you guys. We can't make the trip to tour all the way there. A lot of us can't all the time, but we want to We want to support you guys, man. We appreciate y'all. And Boom out of New Orleans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I met Boom for the first time, man. I appreciate him. You know, he's doing his thing. He's doing a great job. And everybody that's got something to do with Grudge Inc., man, I'm loving this. I'm loving this.
All right, then. There y'all have it. From the world-famous Big Drag out of Chi-Town. With Drag, don't go nowhere. I'm going to go to the phone line. Lady, let's get it popping.
Okay, G-Shot, your mic is open.
G-Shot, what's up, partner?
What's up, fellas?
What up, G-Ball?
What's going on?
Shoot, nothing, man. What y'all doing?
G-Shot, we just talking about the weekend, man. We enjoyed you. We glad you came. I like seeing that old car yours leave and everything. We just saying how we appreciate the love and unity, G-Shot. And I also want to know what you want to see in the 2013 year of Grudge Inc.
Man, I just like to see it grow, you know. Maybe some scheduled races so we can kind of plan ahead, you know.
Right,
I know,
right.
I know this was the first year. Maybe we can actually have a calendar out next year maybe or something so people can plan a little bit more
calendar,
ahead.
Huh?
You know, plan a little bit
mean,
ahead
like
on the event.
Calendar?
Right,
hey,
right. Yeah.
Our own Grudge Inc. calendar?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what
yeah.
I'm thinking. You know, that way
okay.
we can kind of, we can plan ahead, you know. It's hard whenever you find out about a race 3 weeks in advance, you know. For me it is because I'm pretty much a one-man crew, you know.
Right, right.
You know, I start saving up 2 weeks before I'm going to try to get somewhere, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I think the events, I think it's going to turn into bigger and bigger things, you know, bigger and better things. I enjoy hanging out with everybody and seeing all the different cars, you know. It's a good time. I just hope I can get my old junk worked out to where I can actually get in, engage in something. You
well,
know?
G-Shot, you know we always glad to have you. And for y'all who don't know, this is G-Shot out of Kentucky, ladies and gentlemen. He come down to every event all the way from Kentucky.
I'm actually getting ready to put the car in a shot and change gears so I can go to No Limit tomorrow morning.
But he ain't only G-Shot out of Kentucky. Tell him who he is. Representing
the
man correctly.
He's a governor out of Kentucky.
He's a governor. He's a Kentucky governor.
Yeah, the governor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he ain't just G-Shot out. Yeah, give him his whole title.
Yeah, you right. My bad, Jay. My bad, y'all. My bad, Dunn. Calm down, Dunn. Don't you a big fella violate me now over the phone. If y'all won't violate
you
me,
might
do it in private.
You might have to come up on charges too, Joe. Let that happen one more game. And G-Ball, you got to let him know, G-Ball, that you did give a race this year, and you know, it's going to get bigger and bigger, and some of us guys are from Grudge Inc. We came to support it. Some of the other guys wasn't able to make it, but we all stand for one. So the ones that was able to make it, sure enough, sure came there and did what we did to support Grudge Inc. in Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah,
It'll be better nature, G-Shot.
I appreciate it greatly. Y'all
It'll be better nature, though, G-Shot. You can believe
You're just as important as any of us. And we're going
right.
to make sure that the participation is going to just get bigger and bigger, G-Shot.
Big
you know, kind of a, right. It was short of notice for a lot of the guys, and some of them couldn't make it. But the ones that was able to make it wore a Grudge Inc. banner, you know, and we represent it down there.
Right. And, G-Shot, we want to know, man, you are greatly appreciated. You always in Mississippi. And everywhere else, man, I mean, you, bro, we just want to take the time out to tell you we appreciate you, okay, bro?
I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to do my part, you know.
Well, yeah. I just want to let you know what you're doing is not going unnoticed, okay, G-Shot?
That's cool, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Next. Okay, G-Shot, is that all you got to say, G-Shot?
Is anybody on from Detroit? Not to get off your subject, but is anybody on here from Detroit?
Yeah.
There's a couple of Detroit boys supposed to be at 41 tomorrow, G, from what I'm understanding.
I hear Johnny Quick looking for some motor action.
Who was that?
From Detroit.
Which car is Johnny Quick?
He got a Mustang.
Oh, okay.
Small car.
Okay. Well, we'll be there. We'll be there about 10 o'clock in the morning. Three Love got a locked-in race to run the, I forget what they call Tottenham. I mean, Tommy them. They got a like a 74-5 Trans Am. I forget their name, their race name, and dog, I should know that. But anyways, they got a locked-in race for tomorrow, so we'll be there for that.
Yeah. Like I say, I'm getting ready to knock the rear end apart in my car and change the gear in it. I'll be up there tomorrow morning. Hopefully,
okay,
the gate
bro. Well, just give us a call. You need any help. You know, we'll be there when you get there, when you come by yourself. One of us going to always help you out on the starting line.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, brother. Take it easy.
All right. Later, Joe.
Joe, we still on?
We're here. Let me see if I can get Joe on just a moment.
Okay.
Big Dre, you there?
I'm here, Jay.
Well, let me ask you this, Big Dre.
Mm-hmm.
What's the event that's going on in 41?
No, I don't know the name of it, Jay, but it is kind of like a final deal. Now, 41 will still be open until, you know, the weather gets too bad, but I don't know the name, man. And these things I should know, you know. I'm sorry that I don't know it. But it's kind of a big deal because the Detroit boys are coming as well. Some of the Detroit boys, you see G-Shark, G coming. And I don't know the name. But maybe we can get Terry on the line. Can we get Terry on the line?
Hey, Drag. I think it's just a regular streetcar chaos, eh? And it's the last streetcar chaos of the year?
I think somebody said it was something about some grudge stuff. I heard them call the name of it, but it is a chaos. But it's like the last big chaos of the year or something like that.
Well, that's it. I know I'm hoping that we get... I guess Lady A trying to find Joe right now, but I said we need to
I'm
get
here,
there.
I'm here, Jay.
Well, see can you get your engineer to get Terry on? So
yes, yeah, see can we get Terry on?
Okay. Lady A, would you get Terry on? But why you getting Terry on? Would you go down open some mics too, if you don't mind?
Of course.
I'm doing a bad job getting my callers tonight, so I want to try to get to my calls.
Hey, Joe, I want to say good evening to Big Drag there. Hey, who that? Bobby Wildchild?
Yeah.
Bobby Wildchild, what's going on, buddy? Hey, how you doing there? Just want to say good evening to you there. Y'all know, I'm sure you how things go. I've been knowing this man for 7 years, but never saw him until last Saturday.
Till last weekend, we've been talking and doing things back and forth, race cars on the phone for the last 7 years.
Yeah,
Bobby, you look good too, man. Hey, Bobby, you know what? You play possum on the boys too. I'm gonna pop over there and tell you that.
You know that ghost ass whooping. You know you can't show it off.
Hey, Bobby, you laying around that wiggle like you got problems, traction problems and everything. Boy, when it comes time for that money, that stuff's going to look like you shot it out of a dog on 38.
Well, you know, ain't you seen that Geico commercial?
Yeah, you ever seen it?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I'm just like that little Geico commercial there. You know, you play possum until it's
I would have loved to see you and Tracy. That was my prediction to the finals. I had already told somebody that it's going to be Tracy, Tommy Dog, and Bobby Wildchild. Because, boy, he showed me something in that turnout, man.
Yeah. Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas. Let me interrupt y'all briefly and go and try to get some of these callers.
Okay, Joe.
If y'all don't mind. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Lady A. Oh, open them. Who? Good next caller, Lady A. I'm doing a bad job with my callers tonight. I know I am. Y'all forgive me. Lady A.
I'm sorry. Say what?
Next caller, please.
Oh, okay. I was trying to get Terry. I apologize. Big
no
Danny,
problem,
your
no
mic
problem,
is open.
Okay, thanks, Lady. Big Drag, Mississippi Joe, what's happening? It's Big Danny. I'm just checking in and listening. That's all.
What up, Big Danny?
Okay.
Nothing
what's going
waiting,
on?
Waiting to go to 41 tomorrow to see a little action tomorrow.
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, since I miss Beers gapping them Detroit boys, I sure wait. I miss coming to the zoo for that one.
You gotta make the trip, man. You gotta make not just the zoo. You know, wherever the Grudge Inc.
Yeah.
is at, you gotta hit something to race because all of them
yeah.
gonna be just as good as the zoo if they Grudge
oh,
Inc.
Yeah.
affiliated, bro.
Oh yeah.
You got that right, big fella. Well, I want to know what are you looking forward for from Grudge Inc. 2013? We ain't worried about the past. We wanted looking at the future. What are you looking for out of Grudge Inc. 2013?
Man, some good racing, Joe. No arguing, just some good racing and having some fun. Because y'all had a ball
okay.
down there at the zoo. I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I should have been there. I mean, you guys
right.
are having a ball. I'm talking about a ball.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, and that's
was,
why.
Man.
That's why the guys should support buying the videos. Because
yeah.
the ones that can't make it, it kind of puts them there. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I've seen number one Slouch. He had a little clipping. Pro Star Joe had a little snipping. Detroit Hood TV. I ain't seen Gunners yet. Gunners ain't put his up yet. Dolomite had his up. You know, I'm looking like, oh, my God. I'm talking about you guys was down there having a blast.
Yeah.
Now
about,
you
then
see
we got,
why we call it the zoo, don't you?
Oh, yeah, anything. I mean, it was back-to-back good action. I'm talking about back. The cars was evenly matched. Wasn't nobody out-muscled. It was the cars. I don't know what happened. I mean, all I knew, the cars was evenly matched. It wasn't no
yeah.
runaways. It wasn't nothing. It was evenly matched. Whoever knocked the tree down on somebody head first and got up out of there, that's who won.
Yeah. So, you know, we look forward to you, and we hope you can make our next event, man, and just keep praying for Grudge Inc. and keep praying that everything gets bigger and better, and we keep this unity going, okay, bro?
Oh, yeah. Mississippi Joe, this thing ain't going to do nothing but get bigger. This thing going to – I look at it like this here. This thing going to be bigger than NHRA. I know it is.
Well,
okay,
that's what we're shooting for. That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, we got to keep praying, man.
Yeah, because I got two.
Keep
I got
to stay humble.
I got me and the kids. We all got two Grudge Inc. shirts. We got a white one and a black one. I ain't get the blue one or the red one. I asked Beers about that. He was like, "We got to talk to Gunner about the other color shirts."
Well, the done. Jay Barnes going to be. He got some new apparel coming out for 2013, and as everything get ready, I'm gonna be filling everybody in on the shows. Me and Big Fella and Biz and all the governors going to be filling everybody in as soon as we have a roundtable meeting so we can know what to say and this and that. So let's get ready. 2013 is going to be a big explosion. It's going to be very exciting. So everybody get your popcorn ready.
Oh yeah,
and we got a banquet. We got a banquet coming in January. In January of 2013.
January 19th, Big Fella, in Atlanta.
Yes, in Atlanta, 19th.
Hey, Drag, remember that show, whose show we was on when Dog called in? When he was asking, he called Mario up. I'm talking about Joe, I'm talking about Dog had my stomach hurting, I was laughing so hard. When he called in the show, he had your stomach hurting because you be laughing so hard.
Yeah, I can't really remember what show it was.
Is there anything else you would like to say? Because I got, man, I'm running behind on my callers, and I got to get
Mississippi Joe, get to the line. Get to the line.
Okay,
you know,
now I've been,
over,
I'm doing
over,
bad tonight. I'm not trying to rush you, but, you know, I've been, I didn't let, I'm behind schedule. My callers are very important. You are important. And
oh, yeah.
Stick around.
Yeah.
Don't go nowhere, all right?
I ain't going nowhere. I'm listening.
I'm just trying to get to everybody.
Hey, Joe, Vic Will. Hey, Joe, it's Vic Will speaking to you, man.
Go ahead, Will. Go ahead. All right, Will. Yeah, so, man, I'm sorry, Will. Y'all forgive me, man. I know I'm finna get to y'all, man. Go ahead, Will. You got the floor, man.
Hey, I would just call in and speak to you. I know you say there's no big eyes and little U's, but that your buddy treated me like a little U, man.
What, that big fella?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, now, Will.
Hey, Jay.
Now, Will.
Jay.
I'm going to tell you,
hold on now.
You can't walk. You can't walk.
Hold on now.
Big fella walk in now.
Hey, put Jay on. Jay, raise your hand, Jay.
Hey, y'all know.
Get ready to go to Mexico for my job, and I was talking to a couple of guys down there, and they asked me about the Grudge Inc., and I was like, wow, they watching Grudge Inc. on YouTube down in Hermosillo, Mexico? Man, that's a big thing, man.
You know what we need them to do, Big Fred? We need them to go to GrudgeInc.us and sign in and become a member. Don't cost nothing, bro. We need all of these new guys that you come in contact with to do that, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna spread the word. Like I said, when I go down, I'm gonna spread the word. And what I want to see for 2013 is all the way from Maine to Mexico, Grudge Inc.
Yes, sir.
Grudge Inc. for life, man. That this is a beautiful thing, Jaden and Cole Keller and the Grudge Inc. family has put together, man. And the unity. That's what I couldn't believe. All of the people together with no bickering, arguing, all good, clean fun, man. That was
good
beautiful.
Fun. And we can't forget to mention that our fellow Illinoisan, Chi-Town Type Man, that man there is a fool, boy. Is my man.
He's a number one stunner fool. You're right. He's a fool.
Man, that
but
man
he's
is
great
a fool
guy,
right
man.
Type
great,
Man made that starting line fun to be setting around, man. I'm telling you. The atmosphere is great.
And that's a good thing, man. I'm just, like I said, just glad to be trying to be a part of this, man. I love what I see, you know, and just want to support Girls Inc. and do my part. This, like I said, this is like my man said, NHRA. This is gonna be bigger than NHRA.
Yeah.
If we keep unifying and bringing the people together, you know, keep God in our prayers. Hey, man, this is going to work. Hey, Joe, hey, I thought about you today. I was in the soul food restaurant today. They know me when I walk into Motor City Soul Food. They already know my order and the extra size I want. And I thought about you when I seen that peach cobbler up there. I said, now, we didn't get the peach cobbler. But, hey, when I just the lady said, you going to eat them turkey wings, and you got pork chops, macaroni and cheese greens, and you want a double peach cobbler. I said, yeah, that's going to be for later when I get to the house. You know, I'm eat this for lunch. I said, man.
Friend,
but I had a great time, man.
I enjoyed
you too, man.
And I'm glad you came on and supported me and talked to the people in the Grudge Inc. family, man, and to the listener races. And, you know, I'm glad your voice is being heard, man.
I'm going to try to get in the next couple of days. I got with Detroit Hood TV. Like I said, I did a lot of behind-the-scenes filming, talking to the fans, talking to the guys in the pit. So he going to instruct me and show me the way how to put this out there so everybody can see what we did behind the scenes. That's not on the starting line, but in the pits and with the crews and the tuners. Like I said, the tuners get a lot of props, too, for where they tune them cars. They make it down that track. So I'm going to try to get that out there in the next couple of days up under the Fast Show. So, and hopefully that'll work out, though, you know. But I just want to sit back and just like I said, tell you guys I had a great time again. And much love for Grudge Inc., man.
We appreciate you, Big Fred.
We thank you, bro. We appreciate you. All right, Lady A, let's keep this thing moving, baby.
Okay, call it 708-0478. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Greg? This is Joe Smitty out of Chicago.
What's up, Big Smitty?
What's up, Bo?
What's on, bud?
Hey, I got to tell that friend, eat Joe can eat you. Joe, you sat down next to me.
Yeah, baby.
Well, but you know something, Smitty? Big, Jay Bonds has something for Joe can eat over there now.
Yes,
and plenty of he had enough where Joker could come back two or three times. Yeah, we got to take it off our commander in chief. Man, he set it out. I mean, he had it there, and he made sure that everybody got some.
Hey, Drew, I got to thank Jay Bond's wife for setting that food out. Boy, it was a thing looking good.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. I finally got some the next day. It was a little bit left. I got something the next day because I had already ate when we got there with all the food, so I couldn't eat again. But I ate the next day. But it was good, man. Jay Show, he laid it out, man.
Hey, Drax, she had red velvet cake.
Oh, man. I ain't see that.
She had red velvet cheesecake.
Yeah.
Hey, I missed that. That must have been Sunday.
Yes, it is. It was off the chain.
Well, they had a van load of food, bro.
Well, Smitty, while you on the show, what are you looking for? The tonight's topic is, what would you like to see in Grudge Inc. 2013 season?
Grudge Inc. is doing a good job, a great job. Like I said, Set 'em Killers coming out with more new cars. Bigger and better, Joe. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're only going better.
Hold on. Say that again. Say it loud.
Set 'em Killers growing with bigger and better cars. We're debuting a new car tomorrow at No Limit.
Well, will we see another Grudge car for 2013 with Set 'em Kill also?
Yes, you will, Joe.
Oh,
there's
man.
Another car coming out tomorrow.
It's a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Joe, it's about five or six of them Set 'em Kill cars. And they got a new one coming out tomorrow, but this five or six Set 'em Kill cars. That Luke Junior is one of the cars. It's four or five more of them. So I mean, they got plenty of ammunition to bring to the game.
Yes,
oh,
they do.
Man.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, God, keep blessing us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you calling into the show, man, and we glad to have you stick around, man. Okay?
All right.
All right. Lady, moving right along, baby.
Caller 478-9115, your mic is open. Caller 478-9115, your mic is open.
Mr. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Bo? Who this?
Icy Boy.
What's up? Is this Dirty Red? What's happening, killer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening?
Oh, man, everything chicken but the bone, that chicken right on.
Yes, sir. I had to call, make sure I call in, tune into the show.
Man, that's good. It was good to meet you, Dirty Red, man. Y'all got that little truck moving real good. As you know, my topic for tonight is what would you like to see 2013 in Grudge Inc.?
More races, less talking.
Oh, that sounds good. You the second person I said that. So we gonna
make
it
happen. More racing, less talking.
Okay. All right. Well, Dirty Red, is there anything else you want to say? We Grudge Inc. would like to thank the Icy Boy for showing up and standing up and being there with us, bro.
Okay, yeah, let's make sure I enjoyed y'all last weekend, too.
Of course, thank you, bro.
You enjoyed it last weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Enjoyed y'all last weekend. Met a lot of folks I ain't never met before, too.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Dirty Red. I don't know everything, but this is what I can tell you, man. The way you love racing. And the way you do your thing, bro, I want to see you start traveling next year, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot more. More traveling. I'm going to be doing a lot of that next year.
That's the only way your name going to get out there, bro. How you think Big Drag and all these fellas get, you know, you got to travel from state to state.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Oh, yeah, we ain't going to hardly try to make no show next year. I'm talking about trying to not miss none. Unless there's a dire need, what we got to miss it. They're going to be the only way we miss the show.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say, Dirty Red? I want to, you know, let you say whatever you want to say.
Plan on hooking up with some of them guys more north sometime next year, too.
Okay, well, what you got on your mind, Dirty Red?
Some of them guys, I think it was one of them dying. I think they got fit on kill with that black thing, that black Mustang.
Right, his name is.
Now,
that's the king of the north, bro. You sure you want some of that truck?
We plan on hooking up with him now next year. We wanted to do it last Saturday, but we had some problems after we got through the little 28-inch tie shootout.
Okay. But
we won it, but we still have some problems. We plan on hooking up with him, though.
Okay. Well, Dirty Red, we glad to have you and y'all Icy Boys, man. We appreciate y'all for the support, man. We hope y'all keep supporting Grudge Inc., man.
Oh, yeah. We ain't going nowhere. The only way we go somewhere is that they kick inside. I don't think we can kick that.
Okay.
What?
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Will you be at the banquet January 19th? Atlanta?
Yeah, I would be there. I would be at the banquet. I sure would be there.
Okay. So what next show you going to, Dirty Red? You and Icy Boy?
So what now?
What's the next event you going to?
I was planning on going down and going to the raid tomorrow down in Mississippi, but I ain't going to be able to make it. I think the next we go to is going to be the big show, and then after that we're going down to Bradenton.
Okay, that's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, we guaranteed making them shows right there. Yeah, we guaranteed to make them two shows right there, so they can look for it coming.
Okay, man, I appreciate everybody, man. I'm always eager to meet new people and new faces, so I really enjoy myself. I really did.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to say, Dirty Red?
I'm good. I'm back quiet. I'm going back on mute, but I'm listening in.
Okay, Dirty Man. Thanks for calling, man. We're glad to have you, partner.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Joe.
Okay,
it's Greg. I'm going to get off of here, Joe, because I'm in the store here and I don't want all the noise. But everybody, I appreciate y'all, man, and I'll be back on tomorrow night on Tail Show. So anybody need to talk with me, get in contact with me. Y'all take it easy.
All right, hold on, Drag.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
If I can interrupt for a minute, this big clock, I'd like to just speak to my buddy Drag and tell him I'm still waiting on his behind.
Big clock.
Go ahead. You don't have to flow.
You just like a Joker waiting to get in the casket, man. You dead. You just like the clock, but I ain't going to talk no crap because I ain't ready. But as soon as
hey,
I get ready, boy, I'm going to be on you like a cheap suit.
Hey, Drag, listen. I told you, you know, I'm going to feel real good when I beat a legend. See, a lot of guys down here in the South, you know, me and Joe talked about that earlier. A lot of guys down here on the East Coast and in the South, you know, don't know about the legendary Big Drag. I'm going to feel real good when I lay you down, Drag.
Well, I done been beat before now.
I'm going to feel good when I lay you down, Drag.
What happens when you get whooped?
Hey, listen.
I'm
still that same kid jumping up and down, Drag. If I can...
You ain't got nothing to lose, huh?
I ain't got nothing to lose.
Well, you just making me get on my A-game, Big Clark. I'm going to make sure I be well tested.
All right, well, I just want to holler to get out.
Okay, man, I'll be talking at you, Cats. Big Clark, just call me offline or something.
All right, buddy.
Okay, y'all take it easy, everybody.
Okay, Big Clark, you have any final comments, Big Clark?
Yeah, Joe, good show, man. Like I told you earlier, just keep doing what you're doing, man. It'll work out, so. You know, good stuff.
Okay, I'm going to take your advice, too, big guy, all right?
All right.
Okay, Big Clark. Lady A, do we have any more callers?
We do. Kevin, your mic is open.
Kevin, what's going on, man?
What's happening, Joe?
How you doing, fella? I didn't see you at the zoo, bro.
Oh, man, I couldn't make it. We had one of the guys pass away up in Detroit, one of the legends, Hollywood fam, and I had stayed back to do a fundraiser for him. Jay Barnes told me to stay back and take care of that, and we got some real good things that's going to be happening to us. So Jay will be breaking the news to you. Hopefully you got the Gangsta Boo done by March.
Oh, well, our plans is to have it ready for Fat Tuesday, man. I'm going to be letting the grudge world know what's going on with it. So all you got to do is call on Mississippi Joe Show and ask me, and I'll be glad to tell the Grudge Inc. family because that's the way I do. You know, as y'all know, the Gangsta Boo is representing Grudge Inc. to the fullest 2013, if the good Lord said the same. So all you got to do is call on the show, and I will keep y'all posted and updated with the Gangsta Boo.
Well, yeah, we're working on some really great things, man. Some really great things.
Yeah,
we
and
got
it will be the truth. No lies. If we're going to make it Fat Tuesday, I'm going to let you know. If we're a little bit behind and it's looking like March, I'm going to tell you. So just keep stay tuned for Mississippi Joe Show, and I'll be glad to keep everybody updated.
Well, yes,
now,
sir.
Go ahead.
Yes,
what
sir.
You saying, Kat?
Yeah, we're working on some real big things, man. Looks like we might have a couple spots in the world's biggest car show this year.
Are you
indoor
serious?
Car
what
show
is that,
in the
Kevin?
Motor City. I don't want to reveal everything, but we're gonna have one. We've been invited, so we're just hoping that they don't, you know, turn it back on us.
Okay, Grudge Inc. has been invited.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You'll be there, too, signing autographs and everything. We're getting
okay.
All the people to come out from Grudge Inc. So we're really working on some positive things.
Okay.
We will be moving all
okay.
over the country.
Okay, are you supposed to tell this, Kevin?
Well, we basically got it, but we just wanted people to know that, you know, that we're working it real diligently. I have a meeting with the guy tomorrow morning.
Okay, Kevin. It's always good to know positive things, Kevin, and we're going to be praying and hoping that we get a chance to do these things, man.
Yeah, because we want the fans to come out and see everybody. You know, and I think this is going to be a one big positive thing for us. It's going to make us blow over.
Yeah. For those, Kevin, since you asked me about the car, I'm going to tell you, we had to let the car sit down for about a month or so because the chassis man wasn't ready for the car.
Yes,
but
sir.
Right now, he picked the car up the other day, and he's going to be working on the car full force. Only the gangster boo. Period. So.
That's a beautiful thing.
We shooting for Fat Tuesday.
That's a beautiful thing.
Love the gangster boo. Right. Right.
So yeah, we're working. We are your Grudge Inc. family. We are working on some great things, positive things for us. Want everybody to know that and keep the Grudge Inc. thing going.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin, you know, man, I hadn't heard you on my show in a while. I wonder what had happened to you, but as I always say, I appreciate it.
I've been working midnights, but I just got moved off of midnights. But I will, you know, Joe, I always call in your show and talk to you. But I just wanted to let you know that we're doing some great things. But get my number from Jay Barnes.
Jay.
Or get it
okay.
From Lady 8. Call me later on tonight. I really want to talk to you about something.
Okay, I will, man, and we're glad to have you, Kevin. Glad to have
yes,
you,
sir.
Okay, man?
Yes, sir.
Hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir. I'm working on it. I got a table pile of stuff and computer stuff I'm working on for Grudge Inc.
Okay, Kevin. Anything else you would like to say before I go to the next call?
Man, no. I'm just glad to hear everybody had a good time. I'm sorry I missed it, but I won't miss the next one. I will be at the banquet.
Okay, then. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Grudge Inc. banquet is January 19th. I'm pretty sure all y'all have to do is tune in on all the Grudge Inc. talk shows, and they will be keeping y'all updated on the banquet. So stay tuned, everybody. Thanks for calling in, Kevin. We're glad to
all
have
right,
you,
so
man.
I'm going to put my phone back on mute.
Okay. Lady, any more callers?
No, sir, not right now.
Lady, is anything that... Now, I haven't gave you a moment to say anything about how you enjoyed the show. A lot of people that wasn't there don't know that you was there also, and some of them do. So at this time, I would like to give you an opportunity to say something about the show yourself. You got the floor, baby.
Well, thank you for the time. I had a great time this weekend. I met a lot of people that I know their voice. I just didn't have a face to match it, and everyone was friendly. And it was great racing from what I did see. Great atmosphere. I had a really great time. I'm looking forward to the next event. That's it.
Okay. In other words, we were acting like little kids out there.
Little kids, but with manners at the same time.
Okay. Well said, lady. You just don't know how you know what to say and when to say it, and you just don't know how you always spice things up for me, and you don't know how you motivate me, and I truly appreciate you, lady. You understand me?
I do. Thank you so much. I appreciate you as well. You were a perfect gentleman walking me around and introducing me to people, so I appreciate you as well.
Well, you know, Big Drag told me how to treat a lady. You know, you got to treat her like a queen. Well, he told me that when I was a little boy, so I've always specialized in that, lady.
Well, you've learned well, and I'm proud of you, Joe.
Oh, my God, girl, you going to make me go 3 hours long on this show. No, I'm just
maintain,
kidding.
Joe, maintain, Joe.
Wild Child, I thought you was gone. I hadn't got to you, Wild Child. Now that you spoke, I'm sorry. I want to know, what do you want to see 2013 with this grudging movement? As you know, we come in, the whole Grudge Inc. family, coming to Albany Thanksgiving weekend. Is that right, Bobby?
That's right.
Okay.
Joe, it's already on.
is already on the move. I like a lot of guys that said a lot of positive things. Keep the negative stuff out. And you said it most when you said when you hear something negative about religion, just walk away from it. Don't entertain it, you know, because the Bible teaches of that, you know. Don't argue, you know, just sometimes it says greet quickly with your adversary and just leave them alone because soon or later they'll shut them out. But if you ain't got nothing good to say, just keep your mouth closed. But I already see it on the move, man. Once again, I'm going to say it again, just for Grudge Inc. to have people come all the way from California and all up north and south, man, that's a very powerful movement right there. And like you say, the show was clean. It was good fun. I think everybody enjoyed themselves. And I just want to continue to see Grudge Inc., you know, hey, like somebody said, or Big Drag or whoever, if the Nick NHRA, hey, it got all the potential. They got all the potential.
What I like about Grudge Inc., Bobby, is it done, meaning our chief in commander, Mr. J. Barnes. Because I call him the wizard, I call him the Dunn. There's no big eyes and little U's.
That's right.
You know, he treats everybody accordingly. He really does.
Right. Right.
And that's what's so beautiful. And
you know,
if you walk up to him, he don't act like he's God or nobody. He just is friendly and outgoing and happy and greet you and joke around, shoot the bull. Mm-hmm. You know, he don't think his shit don't stink. You understand what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Jay stepped back. Jay stepped back and you know, and not he don't necessarily got to be the man in front of the scene. You know, a lot of people have to be in fact they gotta be seen. Jay just stepped back. Jay reminded me of Tyler Perry, if y'all know how Tyler Perry act. You know, Tyler Perry played more deer for a long time. For anybody know who the devil Tyler Perry was, they knew his name, but the only thing they knew is more deer. So that's where Jay is. Jay just sit back, and he's not up there trying to be in the front limelight. You know, he's producing, but he's producing behind the scenes and not trying to be in the limelight. And that was carrying along. That was going a long ways too. And he keep doing that. I don't see nothing but good thing for Grudge Inc. for the 2013 season. I don't see. Nothing but good
thing to happen. For my callers and listeners and my governors, y'all have to excuse me tonight. I'm really feeling great about the love that we had this weekend. That's why I continue to talk about it. It was an uplifting movement. It was so beautiful, and I really feel good about it. So y'all may say the show is boring or whatever, but if you wasn't there, you don't understand how I feel. Would you agree to that, Bobby?
100%. Yes, I do agree. I'm serious, man. It was just, it was clean cut. You can say G-rated, but we had fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I'm telling y'all, it really was. I mean, people just had a good time. I'm being mad with you about Jay. I'm mad with you about, Joe, you didn't introduce me to Lady A.
Hey, Bobby Man got 14 kids, Lady A.
And what Tommy Dog, what the other one, what's her name, Joe, is it, they come from Texas, Mississippi, what's her name?
I don't know.
The one that was standing at the head got left.
Oh, Miss Sharon?
I can't remember, man. You know, I'm getting old like Jay. I can't remember a lot. You know, you got to write down stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, Bobby, how's Miss Wildchild doing? You tell her I say hello.
She's standing
how
right here, Miss Wildchild.
About how many years?
We've been married for 33 years.
33
Bobby, years.
You got such a loving wife, and you all look so good together, Bobby. Oh man,
yeah.
Bobby, what you say you
yeah.
took on your honeymoon? Where y'all just come back from?
Oh, we went out to went to the beach. up there around, what's his name, William Brown. He said I wasn't that far from it high, but we went.
I heard you was out there walking around all down in them Keenis.
I don't know if he's going to lie. hey, we let dog. We let dog wear the bikini. We don't wear. Don't y'all get Joe started, dog.
You in them Keenis? You walk around on the beach all down in them Keenis? Where you?
I would not walk around with no beach with no bikini on. That's not me, Joe. All right, yeah.
Everybody who knows about Wajah, he think he's pretty anyway, so he probably had on the bikini.
Hey, Joe. No, sir, Joe. I'm going to leave the bikini with you and dog.
Dog, so they told me, Bob, you had on them damn bikini, did you, Bob?
No, Joe, that wasn't me.
Okay.
Don't y'all get Joe laughing, y'all. He ain't gonna never go quit.
Well, Bob, I got to pour salt on you, and you know why. So every time I see you, I'm pouring salt on you, Bobby. You better remember that.
Yeah, I know that.
Well,
you don't tell me with no bikini.
But, Bobby, I really had a wonderful time, and
yeah.
For those who don't know, the Don told me he wanted me to run the track. And I ain't heard the Don get on here and say how I did a good job or nothing. And I'm going to tell y'all like that blues song said when that lady be talking about her man. I'm mad as hell. Because the Don ain't got on here and said nothing about me. And Bobby, I thank you for acknowledging me and recognizing how I kept order and made everything go so smooth running the track.
You did a good job, Joe. You did a good job. But you know, sometimes, you know, if we brag on you too much, then later on you get sorry. So, you know, that's how it happened. You know, you tell folks to do good too much. But I know that Don do appreciate what you did. You did. I mean, the starting line wasn't too crowded or nothing like that. You know, people could see. I mean, it really was, like I said, everything was really in order. So, I mean, y'all done, like I said, once again, my hat off to all those guys that traveled so far. Man, I mean, that takes a lot of hard effort, a lot of work, and a lot of networking. So, Grudge Inc., just keep it up. I'm telling you, if they keep it up, it's going to be a thing.
See, Bubba, I just want you to know how we as Grudge Inc. members have to play our position sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be out there running no track, but Jay told me he needed me to do that, and I went out there and
did it. Yeah. I tell you what, done. I mean, I'm serious. If the Grudge Inc. family long to keep the respectable ways, because that's what people want to be able to bring their wife and kids to a facility and you know, and just see some good old racing and stuff. You know, without all the, you know, offended, you know, sometimes we get a little carried away and say things, but, you know, people want to bring their kids. When you come to Albany, and that's what you're going to see, we got a lot of kids. We got a basketball goal. We got a go-kart, which Jay going to get beat up on. His wife going to put a ghost, you know, ghost whipping on him. But, we got a lot of children that do come to Albany, and you know, in a lot of atmosphere. And those kids, keep them up there around the concession stand where we can watch them. So if anybody going to be looking for their kids, they can come up there, got a basketball goal, and we got the go-karts. So that's where them kids going to be hanging out at. So, and that way we can kind of like watch everything we go on. But like I said, as long as they keep doing what they're doing, I'm telling you, Joe, 2013 year, boy, it's going to be a year. I'm telling you. You know, if the Lord's will, and everybody keep their heads on and keep the announcement of the Lord, like you said before, if God ain't in it, the best you get out of it. And longer we keep God in front, hey, it's going to be good. Yes, sir. Always,
right.
Always acknowledge the Lord. And give him, I don't care if you don't make but one dime or you find a penny. You find a penny, always tell God thank you. You know, because next time you might find $100. So always just tell him,
right.
Always tell him thank you.
There you go, Bob. There you go. Yeah. Well, Bobby, I've been hearing a lot of things. They tell me y'all getting ready for me down there. I've been hearing that you're going to have like a parade or something for me when I come through or something. I don't know. It's going to be some kind of I mean, you know it's
Joe. Yeah, I got you.
I got you
a parade when you come on down. Yeah, I got you a parade. You know, you always pouring salt on me, so I'm just gonna roll some red carpet out for you.
Well, Bobby, I can't wait. I want to come to the club, and I'm like OZZ here. I want to hear me some down-home blues. I'm planning on bringing Big Claude with me so he can bring some of that Mississippi mud over there that he got on his boots.
If I can get the guy on, tell you what, while you're talking, let me see, can I get him on so I can let him tell you what he's going to do for you. And then the club on, and I click back over. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Well, lady, do we have any more callers?
Mississippi Joe.
Lady A. Who is it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who is it? Somebody says something. Who is it?
It's Terry.
Who?
Terry.
Big Terry. Is this Big Bear?
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Oh, this Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, what's going on out of Indiana?
Yeah.
Terry, I'm sorry. Sorry, Terry. Terry, everybody, this is Terry out of Indiana. He's the manager of, what's the name of the track, 41, right, Terry?
Yeah, No Limit.
No Limit, 41,
yep.
Out of Indiana. He drove all the way from Indiana to the zoo and supported us, him and his loving family, everything we do. He was at Ben's house and the cookout in Chicago. He's a grudging member. He supports us, and I'm going to give Terry the moment to say something about his race. Go ahead, Terry.
Tomorrow we got Streetcar Chaos. I'm just watching the internet right now. It looks like Biz might lock in with Chemo.
Are you serious?
The stipulations are they both have to drive their car.
Oh, my God. We don't want the wreck, man.
It looks like, well, I'm trying to watch now. Chemo, you know, Biz threw it at him earlier and said both of them, you know, if both of them drive their cars and they want to get it on, I guess.
Well, Terry, can either one of them drive, though?
I don't know. Biz can drive. I've seen Biz drive his red car. I've never seen Chemo drive, so I don't know. I can't say.
Because it's dangerous. It's dangerous if you're really not. No,
well, it's
going to
be 8 miles.
What I'm saying.
Biz already stipulated his car will only go 8 miles from now on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I got the club owner on the air, so I was telling him what we're going to do for y'all. We're going to spoil y'all when y'all get down there. Jane, you on, Jane?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Joe, talk to the man, Joe. He said he want to hear some down home. Tell him what you're going to do for him. Joe, go ask him what you want to ask him.
1 minute, though, Bobby. Can James just hold on 1 minute? I'm going to let Terry say what he want to say, and then I'm going to get to James. Do James have a minute, Bobby? Just give me a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay, Bobby?
I got a minute.
Good. Go ahead, Terry. Finish telling him about the race.
Tomorrow will just be Streetcar Chaos. Gates open at 11, and we'll run till probably 5 or 6. And, you know, Biz is going to debut the new set on Kill Car, Debo.
Somebody need to mute their mic.
And,
okay, go ahead,
Chemo and, Chemo and Leon are locked up for tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a couple guys coming down from Detroit. G-Shot called me today. I think G-Shot's coming up.
Yeah, he is. He done already said it on the show. He coming up.
Did he? So,
yeah.
Should be a good day. Good day of racing.
Well, Terry, you know we wish you all the best, man.
End out the season good.
Yeah, and we wishing you all the best, Terry.
What's that?
We wishing you all the best.
Oh, okay. Thanks. We need it.
Okay,
it's getting
Terry.
Cold up here, so this will be the last weekend.
Okay, well, I'll be looking forward to seeing you. Are you coming to Bradenton?
I'm not sure yet. I'm off work right now.
Okay, I understand.
No, I
understand.
When I came home Monday, I kind of went into the hospital, so kind of had I had a little slight heart attack.
Man, you better take it easy, Jerry.
I can't. I got shit to do.
I mean, but you can't get another life. You can't do it then. Oh,
I know. They found out what was wrong, and they're taking care of it, so.
Okay, well, take care of yourself, and no more hardcore sex, Jerry, okay?
I got to have that. Bad racing.
You going to go out with a bang out there.
You got it. No, but my wife did talk to me yesterday about going to Fat Tuesday, so we'll head down there.
Okay, Jay, we'll be looking for you, partner. You know, as always, got number love for you.
Gotcha. I'll talk to you. I'll keep you updated tomorrow.
Okay, and thanks for showing me the support, Jay. Okay, man?
No problem. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay. All right. Bobby Wildchild.
Yes, sir.
Come on, what a bad man at? Let him talk, Wildchild.
James. Yeah, Ricky fell off. Hello, James. Joe?
He had a show tomorrow. I didn't want to just, you know, be rude, Bobby.
I can go back and try and get him on. I think he was keeping up the noise. He must have tried to put his phone on mute, and I can't get him back.
Well, Bobby, you could tell he's your cousin or brother or his kidney you ate.
Yeah. Joe, he there? Jay.
Yeah.
James.
Go ahead.
Yeah, James, what y'all having down there all busy, man? What y'all got lined up, man?
Listen, we're going to do it as big as you can possibly imagine for y'all on the 24th. It's the 24th, right? We're going to set aside a whole bar and activities for Mr. Childs and his special guests at Club Parisian.
Okay, well,
19.
Well, have he said anything about a super special VIP guest named Mississippi Joe?
Super special.
Joe?
He ain't told me about the super special VIP guest, but I guarantee you I got a super special time lined up for him, whoever he might be.
Boy, you know how to come back with some stuff. I joke and tell you, kidding the Bobby. I can tell you, kidding the Bobby, you full of shit. Just like him, James. Go ahead.
Listen. We can come on down Friday night, too. Tell him, James, we're going to do it the 23rd. So if we want to do it the 23rd and the 24th, Joe, whenever you get
that's
here.
That's right. I'm going to lay out my very best. I'm going to guarantee a good time. What's going to be playing?
I like blues. So what's going to be playing when I walk in there?
You like rhythm and blues?
No, I like blues. I like all music, but I like blues. Now, if I'm trying to talk to them young girls, I like rap, too. You know, it just depends. But overall, I'm a blues
Absolutely. Usually on Friday nights, we start off with blues.
What's going to be playing when I'm over to the club, Jack? Now, let me see what kind of style you got.
Well, we got Bobby Blue Bland. We got Mel Waiters. We'll start you out with just to get you in the floor thing. And we'll get
the
girls moving out there.
What's the name of the song, Dane?
Well, I like to start every day off with Hole in the Wall. You know, we ain't no Hole in the Wall club, but, you know, we started off like that just to get you where you need to be, and then we crank it up so we get the women moving for you.
We get the women moving
in the middle of the day.
Hey, look, no, man, we ain't going to bump with no big fat woman.
Hey, I'm looking forward to coming to Albany, and I can't wait because I always have a good time. Truthfully, when I'm with Bobby Child, we can just be laughing, standing up together. I have a good time with Bobby. I'm crazy about Bobby Wildchild. That's my man. We can joke all day. He never gets mad with me or catch an attitude or anything like that. It's all love. But, Bobby, I'm still going to keep pouring salt on your ass. You hear me?
Hey, that's why I'm going to get dog and put your ass back in that Waffle House.
Why you have to mention that, man? Oh, my God, Bob, why you had to mention that, man?
We're going
to
put you
all over. I won't be able to. But, man, I'm really looking forward to all of it. Kennedy, the whole Grudge Inc. family, Macon, shutting the track down, all the Macon supporters from everywhere, y'all. We're going to come and support Albany and Bobby Wildchild.
Tell them what the name of that club again, my man.
Club Parisian, 1900 Liberty Expressway.
How far they from the track?
We a stone's throw away from the track, Bobby. We a stone's throw away from the track. You make that right after you come on 19 Liberty Expressway, and you got about two tire spins away from the track.
You hear that,
okay,
Joe?
Okay, well, yeah, I hear. Well, Dan, I'll be looking forward to meeting you, man, because Mississippi Joe will be in Albany. Me and my brother, Dan,
right.
We will be there.
I'll be looking for you.
All right, buddy. You be good, bro.
All right, we'll be waiting on y'all.
Okay, well, Bobby, I think I'm going to go to final comments and close this thing down. Anything you want to say, Bobby, final comments.
Hey, man, y'all just keep up, like I say, once again, if God ain't in it, you get out of it. But look here, just keep the good work up, Jay. Enjoy the show. Hey, and you did a good job down there on the starting line, keeping everything in order. And I just like to see everybody continue to pull together and work together. Like one man said, you know, together we stand, but divided we'll fall. So longer we stand together, man, hey, we can't do nothing but go forward.
Okay, thank you, Bobby. Lady A.
Yes, sir.
Final comments. Any more mics open or any more callers I want to get? Let them say final comments, and we're going to shut this thing down, and I'm going to go eat me some butter pecan ice cream, and I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to get the heck out of here.
Well, we do have two callers.
It's a jail. It's a woman. How much did you find here?
BT?
$3,000.
Well, that
okay.
BT, he ain't going to talk if he's doing all that. BT.
I say no.
Lady, try him again.
Okay.
Oh, holy fucking shit, man.
BT?
Man, look out. I get on the phone. Yeah, I told him. I called my boy,
go right on. Move on to the next one. Now you're going to say nobody. You're going to say we looked over them, but everybody see. Go to the next one, lady.
706-0599. Your mic is open.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Who are we speaking with, please?
Oh, you speaking with the old champ.
Butt naked. What's up,
yes,
baby?
Yes, sir. I didn't get a chance to meet Lady A either, Joe. You didn't bring over there on my side.
Well, but, nigga, I'm going to be honest. Can I go and tell you the truth?
Yeah.
If you allow me to tell you the truth right here on radio, I will. Can I do it, but, nigga?
You thinking of something, Joe. You're taking too long. You're thinking of something. What you thinking of?
No, I ain't thinking of nothing. I'm asking you, can I tell you the truth why I didn't let you meet him? Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah, Joe.
I'm going to tell you the truth, but, nigga. I know you way better looking than me and everything, but, nigga, and I just didn't want to see you, but nigga, I'm just going to be honest, because I know if she'd have put all eyes on you, she wouldn't have wanted me to walk her around and show her and introduce her to people. I know she would have wanted you. She'd have got rid of me and told me to go pick up some cans or something or rocks. Huh?
I'm telling you like them folks in Weird Point say, boy, boom. Y'all got a good show going on, man. Good hosting tonight, man. I just listened in a little bit.
I want to tell you something. Now, I'm hard on you, and everybody know that, but you engaging butt naked and whether listen to me good, man, because this is for real. You engaging butt naked, and whether you win or lose, you still bringing action. So thank
you,
man, for doing your thing down there, bro. Even though you lost, you still relevant because you bringing action. Always remember that, bro. And we hey, man. Big ups to you. That's all I can say,
bro. Appreciate it, bro. That's all I wanted to holler at you on that little bit, though.
No, but nigga, I'm still mad with you because you told me our country and I wore Levi's and K-Swiss, and you told me you had me some True Religion jeans and some Air Max. So what's the deal with that, bro?
You ain't come to the trailer, bro. I was up there all day.
What color my Air Max, bud, nigga?
You laughed at me when I told you last time, so I ain't going to tell you no more. Next time I see you, I just had to give them to you.
Now, what color is my name?
So you try to bum out in front of your brother last time down there with TL. You didn't know what color they was. I told you, bust that laugh. I told you, full of
but
junk,
but now
boy.
I'll tell you, it's one thing I want that I saw you with. It'll make me look city slick.
What that?
I'm old country boy, for sure, but they ain't no doubt about that. I want them bad glasses you be wearing.
Man, I got several pairs.
Can you give me some of them, buddy? Huh?
Yeah. I have 2-3 patents in the back of the truck, brand new. I keep me some glasses,
but
man.
I believe if I get a pair of them glasses, them girls going to go crazy about me, buddy.
You get a pair of them glasses, you're going to block all the haters. That's why I wear them. I call them the hater blockers.
No, but nigga, don't tell me no slang like that. I might be flying. I go listen to Jay-Z. My click this and my click that. I get the rest of that. Don't tell me that now.
Boy, you wild. Yeah. Joe, I'm working, boy. I'm working, Joe.
Okay, well,
I got something new I'm trying to invent and come out with. Mm-hmm.
With the G-Body?
No, them are partnering with that G-Body, but I got something new I'm trying to do. Brand new I'm trying to do.
Well, but now I need to know this. Where are you going next? I know you're a big Grudge Inc. member. Are you going next? What's your next event?
I took a transmission to Atlanta to see Neil, and he told me the transmission no more good. And I bust the casing, and the tail shaft was broke off, and the output shaft, and hell, he said, but nigga, you might want to buy your new.
Boy.
He said, that's all gone. You might want to buy your new. And so, hell, I'm trying to debate, do I want to go with that 400 like the other bad boys or what I want to do. I ain't decided yet. And so
okay,
I will go on to Montgomery
plan
tomorrow.
I'm making it to them, but the Grudge World want to know. You the champ, but nigga.
I want to go to Montgomery tomorrow, but the guy we pulled a lock in with, he didn't call back. Somebody named Short out of Selma, Alabama. He got a 31 tie he want to run us with, but I don't care. I'm still going to be on 28s and get in his ass if he do right
well,
tomorrow.
Are you going to Bradenton?
Yes, we're going to go to Bradenton, you know, hit the law, willing. And the creek don't rise, as you said.
Right. Are you going to the big show, Car Key Show, 17, right, of November?
I got to support Maurice and Car Key. I got to support those guys. We was in BCI together yesterday, shooting the breeze and talking a little junk. So we got to support them. I support them every year.
Okay, well, that's good, bud, nigga. And, man, you know, we appreciate everything you do with this Grudging family, man. And it takes all us to make this Grudging thing a success. And I definitely want to tell you, you're putting in work, bud, nigga. You're doing your thing, boy.
My partner and them coming out. They be out this week, too. Old Turbo T on them. The Alabama boy, Turbo T on them. Them boy putting in work, boy. They're going to be nasty around here. Alabama representing.
Okay,
Alabama were down
bringing,
for a minute. You know, they got all their cars just about ready. You know what I'm saying? And I think they're going to debut tomorrow. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't really just, you know, got up to speed with them. But they got the cars back ready, everything.
Well,
them guys,
you tell all them Duck in the Law and Trey One, all those guys, man, where they at?
They got a big show in Montgomery tomorrow. I think everybody's going to be in Montgomery tomorrow.
Well, man, you need to tell them that. I said call in on your show so I can talk to them cats, man. I like all them fellas, man.
Oh, yeah, I do that. That's no problem. I try to holler at them, scream at them, see what they got going on, and go from there.
Okay, but nigga, we glad to have you, man. Any final comments, but nigga?
Yes, I have one final comment.
Go ahead.
Obama. That's it.
Boy, you have a good one.
You too, homie.
All right, but nigga, that was the champ, ladies and gentlemen. Stocks are 50-28. But nigga, lady, is BET still on?
Let me check. No, he's gone.
Well, we only, is anybody else out there?
Wait. No, sir. No.
Okay. Any mics open for final comments?
But Naked's mic is open. That's it.
Okay. Well, we're going to end this thing, lady. I was excited to do the show tonight because I got so much love in my heart about this Grudge Inc. family, and I had such a great time, and I can talk about it forever. And I just want to let the Grudge World know the best has yet to come with this grudging thing, because we all got to be humble and work together. And that's what me, myself, Mississippi Joe, is going to try to be better at, not being selfish and working together with people and not just being selfish. I'm also working on my attitude and my temper and just trying to be a better Mississippi Joe. If life lasts and death passes, we're going to do this thing like we're supposed to do. And, lady, I'm going to let you say something before we get off here, final comments, and I'm going to end it with my final comments. You got the flow, lady.
Great show tonight, Joe. Just have a good night.
Lady, do you really mean that? You really mean it was a great show, or are you just telling me something?
Every time I open my mouth, it's to say something of substance. So I mean it.
Oh, my God, lady. You know how to float my boat, girl. You know that?
If you say so.
That's just giving you a comment out of respect. Excuse me?
I said, if you say so.
That's just out of respect now. Nothing disrespectful. Well, Grudge World, our time has come to an end. As always, I enjoy each and every one of you, and I thank you for thinking enough of this little old country boy from Mississippi to tune in and listen to my show. And I appreciate all of you all, no matter who you are. I appreciate you, because it's a Friday night and you have 1,010 things that you could have been doing, but you decided to tune in to Mississippi Joe Show, and I appreciate you all to the utmost. And I just want to tell y'all, with God on our side, ain't no way we can lose. And this is Mississippi Joe, everybody. And I'm out of here. Get at me.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.